USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo continued their clash over whether the federal government has done enough to assist the state, one of the epicenters of the coronavirus outbreak. During his news conference, a reporter read a tweet from the president saying Governor Cuomo should spend more time doing and less time complaining. Get out there and get the job done. Stop talking. We built you thousands of hospital beds you didn't need or even use. After hearing that, Governor Cuomo had this response.
First of all, if he's sitting home watching TV, maybe he should get up and go to work, right? Second, let's keep emotion and politics out of this and personal ego, if we can, because this is about the people and it's about our job.
Cuomo also said, we'll show gratitude. How many times do you want me to say thank you? I'm already saying thank you for doing your job. That's your role as president. This is USA Radio News.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
New York City crossed yet another tragic milestone as health officials estimated the COVID-19 death toll had passed 12,000. There have been at least 7,890 confirmed coronavirus-related fatalities in the five boroughs, according to the city. The city is now starting to make its public count of probable COVID-19 deaths available. Seattle was the country's first coronavirus hotspot, and soon it could become one of the first big cities to reopen its economy. When and how that happens will largely depend on the region's ability to get adequate testing and protect its frontline healthcare workers, according to Mayor Jenny Durkan. She said it's a marathon, not a sprint, and we're really not even halfway through, even though we're now hitting the peak. Seattle and neighboring communities will weigh various factors, including closely monitoring the rate of new cases, expanding testing and reporting capabilities, and ensuring the healthcare system is prepared to handle any additional infections. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Major League Baseball Hall of Famer is getting involved in helping communities during the coronavirus outbreak. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Cal Ripken Jr. is retired, but he's never been one to sit on the sidelines. Ripken has an important message. He started the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, which has established programs to give kids in underserved communities a safe place to play and learn about baseball. Now Ripken is shifting that focus to help families in need. He joins Fox News and explains.
Our foundation has built a wonderful infrastructure all across the country. We serve a lot of those communities. We've built fields. We've put programming in there. So we know the issue of food insecurity. And our foundations are set around and said, okay, we're not going to sit around and just wait till all this is over. Let's shift our focus temporarily and let's put our infrastructure to work. We've energized people around. I use it as an opportunity to get on social media because there is a power of social media to ask for help.
One of the parents sentenced to 6 months in prison for participating in the college admissions bribery scheme is getting to go home early because of the pandemic. Toby McFarlane, a former real estate executive, will be released to home confinement after his lawyers argued the conditions behind bars put him at too serious a risk of contracting the virus. He will be released on April 21st. McFarlane was sentenced in November after admitting to paying $450,000 to get his children into the University of Southern California as fake athletic recruits. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.